This is Exploring the Marketplace Podcast. I'm Sean Bowles.
And I'm Bob Hassan. And together, we're inviting you into conversation about what God is doing with entrepreneurs, influencers, and everyday career fields.
Get a fresh perspective with our commentary and stay for the main chorus from our handpicked guests who are vulnerable, transparent, and sharing how their faith affects their career in powerful ways.
If a picture's worth a thousand words, then their life story's worth a thousand sermons. Here we go. Welcome to Exploring the Marketplace. I am Bob Hassan with my great friend, Sean Bowles. Sean, today's not Friday, but I am casual Friday. I'm wearing a t-shirt today. How are you?
I feel like you and I offset are always casual Friday. That's what I love about you is that we'll go to like really nice places and we're always casual. And we're Californian, so that works. I'm doing great. And today on the show, we're going to talk about what happens, Bob, when you hit success, but then also hit problems with cash flow or reputation management, scaling. And then we're going to head into a conversation with Sean Murphy and Rusty Roberts, who've had over 150,000 people go through a coaching program they developed through the Psalms Path Counseling. And they're going to share candidly about their own growing pains through the years and how God did something that only he could have done that they could never imagine. So you don't want to miss this.
They must be really old guys if they already counseled 150,000 people.
I don't think they're old at all. I think that's what's amazing about it.
I know. Well, listen, we have a listener feedback. This note says that they gave us feedback on Podbean, and I don't know what Podbean is.
It's just another podcast service. Some people use Podbean because it's a lot more relatable for reviews and to know what's going on. So it's a really fun podcast.
Well, cool. I just learned something. Well, Daniel wrote, "What a culture you bring through the show. Keep the show going." And you know what, Sean? We are trying to build a culture here. We are trying to give people courage and let people see through stories that God is real, alive, and intimately involved in our lives. And I think every single week we hear these stories that knock our socks off.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons why we can keep going is because there's generous donors and supporters who actually make this show happen. It's done by a ministry, our ministry, Bowles Ministries. And we edit and create and both video and audio and post social media and all the different things you have to do to make a show like this happen, as well as the production and pre-production, post-production. It's a lot of work. Yeah. And I love the fact that we have people who believe in it enough to support us. So you can go to bowlesministries.com, click on the give button, and you too can be one of our supporters. And if you want to become a partner, we get to give back to you. We have generous partner meetings where we pray for you. We give you materials, resources, and we also have all kinds of specials and invites for classes and events that we do all year long. So make sure if you really want to go on the journey with us and you really want this show to keep going, become a partner today, and our fruit will become your fruit, which is so exciting.
Well, keep bringing the listener feedback. And if you have great ideas for future guests that you think would be great on this show, hit the Ask Sean and Bob a Question button and say, hey, we think these people would be amazing.
Yeah, we've had one person who was on the show and they actually promoted themselves and I loved it. It wasn't bad, shameless self-promotion. They were like, hey, I think I might have a story that you would like. I'm a listener. It's so weird. And they were great. And then I won't say who it is because people feel weird about that, but I don't feel weird about it. And then we had another person who said their dad should be on the show and we had him on the show. Yeah. So there's times that you guys know people that have stories. We're looking for the power of story and how God showed up in people's lives. So we are so open to you as our community to lead us to some of those God stories.
So good. Well, real topics today, Sean. Let's hear it.
Here we go. On today's episode, we are going to be diving into a topic that I know resonates deeply with so many people who are listening. What happens when you hit success, but then face inevitable challenges that come with success? Whether it's a cash flow issue, reputation management, scaling your business, or hiring the right people, these are all real problems. And there's so many more problems than just those. Yeah. They can test your faith. They can test your resolve. And often the very success that we prayed for becomes a stumbling block for us if we start to trust in our achievements more than one who made them possible. And God's leading may not always align with the typical growth strategies that we hear about in the business world. There's all these growth strategy seminars, and his ways are so much higher. And sometimes that means stepping back or reassessing or even taking a path that seems counterintuitive. But when we follow his directions, we do align ourselves to a purpose that we couldn't have got without him. So I want to talk about what happens when we hit a breaking point. It's not the negative one, like a bankruptcy, but you hit a breaking point because of the success you've had. You know, we need to talk about that today.
Right. I have consulted with so many business owners that say, I'm just going to make this up. We're doing $500,000 a year, and next year my goal is $10 million. And I try not to laugh, and what I always talk about is measured growth, because when God gives us an idea and we put our overalls on and we are working through this idea, all kinds of things crop up.
Yeah.
And if we think a little bit is good, more is better, and too much is just enough. My father-in-law used to tell me that all the time. And the reason I mention this is generally we need to build an infrastructure so that we can handle growth. So yeah. Generally, you know, let's grow 10% or 15% or 20% a year. And that's what I think about when I hear this topic. But something I would really like to hear your view on is reputation management, because as a commentator on the news and politics, you've been really up to speed on what reputation management does. And could you talk to us about that?
Well, if you look at it for brands or in the media itself, I mean, we're watching companies like Disney right now failing their reputation, spending millions of dollars to try and regain reputation. All they got to do is make good movies. But, you know, like they are doing that. They're trying to figure out what the secret sauce is and how they lost and how to regain it, because it's really hard to regain. I think there's a thing that happens with the more success you get, the more of these issues come up, and yours may not be a financial cash flow issue. Maybe it is a reputation management, or maybe it's, you know, a branding issue, or maybe your primary passion is something that you're not selling the most. You're selling something else that becomes your breadwinner, and you actually wanted to do the primary passion, which isn't a breadwinner. And we see these kinds of problems all the time. So I think with reputation management itself, I think there's something that's happening in our generation right now where for a while the pendulum swung where it was about the individual and about their opinion, and, you know, social commentators, news people, like you'd listen to the one guy more than you'd listen to the whole conglomerate, because the conglomerate is unsafe. And especially the news world, it's like, oh, I don't trust them. I don't trust the big, you know, big stream medias. But now we're seeing a pendulum swing where people are wanting to be able to trust conglomerates and groups. And so, like, you know, in the conservative world, it would be like Daily Wire, and the progressive world, it would have been NPR back before they got too big and institutionalized. So I think that there's this desire in people to be able to trust brands and be able to trust cultures of companies, but they're still going to the Oprah effect. Like, if whatever Oprah says, those household women are going to listen to and buy that brand, Oprah's favorite things, and listen to her on important issues. And once you lose a measure of, like, you get hit in your reputation, like now Oprah has been labeled as a lot of things, it's really hard to regain that. And even if you're successful, that can cause you so much emotional pain, and it can cause your business pain and your brand pain. And those are things that Christians rarely ever get to talk to other Christians about, is what happens when you go through a season when you're everyone's favorite for a moment, and then all of a sudden you're going through the low. And what I found out is that with reputation management specifically, because you're asking about that, is that if you're faithful and if you recreate yourself, if you keep reinventing, but you're faithful to what you were known for in the first place, there will be seasons of lows and there will be seasons of highs. And you want to just ride those waves even when they're low and not give up. Because especially as a Christian, we know that sometimes you're persecuted. And sometimes God, everywhere that your name's been, you know, spoken, slandered and gossiped about, God uses those gossips and those slanders and that negativity against you to put you in people's hearts and minds, even your brand or your company in hearts and minds, that all of a sudden something good happens to your organization, or something good happens even through your own life. And all these people have heard of you that would have never paid attention to you. They're like, oh, I know that guy, or I know that brand. Mm-hmm. And it actually turns towards favor for you. And this happens over and over and over, like at Joseph in jail, like people had heard of him before he even got, you know, out of jail. And he had such a good reputation, even in prison, that he was whispered about, even though in Potiphar's house, the way they knew about him was she slandered him all over the place, and he never thought he'd have a life again. And he became the second most important person in Egypt in the known world.
That is crazy. I mean, when you think of reputation management, I think of that story. And then I think of, like, on a smaller level, but what do you think happens to these mega companies? You mentioned Disney, these mega companies. Do you think they get so successful and such a big conglomerate that a hubris takes over, like, we can do whatever we want? And then I do,
but there's still grounds. I mean, like, when you think of Apple's being sued or brought to court from America for having, you know, potentially for having a monopoly. And so you have companies like that are in trouble because they're so successful. And it's not even because popular opinions against them or cultural opinions against them. It's just because they get so successful. No matter how successful you are, there's going to be problems. I do think with reputation management that there is a there's a crowd mob mentality sometimes with issues. Mm-hmm. And we've seen it on both sides. On the left, it could be towards very progressive, like the MyPillow guy. You know, all of a sudden he's standing up for political values and they try and they won't even sell him advertisement space in the New York Times, you know. And then you have on the other side, you have Christians and conservatives who are going, Harley Davidson's doing DEI and woke politics, so we're going to cancel them. And they're blowing up their Harleys and created such a stir that it's actually caused Harley Davidson to lose over half of its value. Mm-hmm. And they're apologizing for everything they did. I think they're going to fire the CEO. Those kinds of things are happening. So I think that there is that mob mentality. And we're all going to go through, even when you're successful, you might go through a reputation challenge that you didn't promote or you didn't make. It was just because of the values you have or because of spiritual attack that comes before God even does greater breakthrough. And so I don't think in this world we're going to have lots of troubles, and we can't avoid those troubles. Mm-hmm. Without great success, you don't have great troubles. But with great success, you have greater troubles. And that's hard. That's something that's – you have to have some real – spiritual kahunas to be able to like walk through this life with success. And I don't think a lot of people think of that when they get the dream.
Yeah. I think about the person who says, if I just had $1 million, everything would be okay. Well, if you have to steward $1 million, when you have $1 million and you have to steward it, there's a lot that goes into it. Yeah. And so let's bring this home. Let's bring this home to the Lord, like reputation management, cash flow issues, human resources issues, all these problems that we face. Let's bring it home. I'm gonna bring it home for me. Okay. My entire career, I have stood on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I told you this before. I feel like, wow, I have a life scripture that it's the only thing that I know that I can quote, this life scripture, but it's so powerful. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your paths. And I mean, this goes for me, for cash flow, for reputation, for human resources, for litigation, for all these things that happen in our businesses or in our ministries that we did not anticipate. We have these unintended consequences for success or the building of success, because the enemy does not want kingdom businesses. The enemy wants to use his authority on this earth to take us down. And we're fighting on a spiritual battle. We're fighting powers and principalities as well as what's happening on this earth. And so we have to recognize that and turn to the Lord quicker and quicker and quicker.
I love that. I think that you're exactly right. I think when you read the scriptures, they work for when you're extremely successful and when you're not extremely successful. They work for everybody. And I think that that's the beautiful thing about the scriptures, that they're so relatable, you know, trusting the Lord with all your heart. And then I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, or all those things. Like when you're already successful, you need to hear that when it comes to reputation management. Oh, you're still going to prosper me. God, this feels so hard, because you're not prospering in all areas. You're prospering in some areas. And when Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life abundantly, he was talking about this world gives you death and death abundantly. The enemy's coming like a prowling lion around your fences trying to destroy you. But I've come to bring you life in every area, and I've come to bring it to you abundantly. And so I think if we could just stand on those scriptures, stand on the word, and then get that support around us, going to church faithfully, really grounding ourselves in our faith as a family, it's going to change everything. So I'm so grateful you said what you said, because I think it's profound.
Oh, like I want to just piggyback on that last scripture you quoted, like, and I have plans to prosper you and not harm you. Like, oh my gosh, really? Thank you, Lord. Who do we have on today?
Well, we're going to welcome Rusty Robertson and Sean Murphy, and they're the founders of Psalms Path Consulting. These two guys are remarkable, and they've dedicated their careers to helping Christian entrepreneurs, which I think is pretty profound, to achieve greater peace and profit in their businesses through transformative coaching that's deeply rooted in the scripture. So we have this world where business coaches often focus on tactics and strategies without mentioning the power of Jesus. Rusty and Sean stand out as one of the few who integrate real business strategy and everlasting biblical principles. They have 30 years of combined experience, and they've guided countless business owners in scaling their companies while keeping Jesus the very center of their lives and their businesses. They have a unique approach, and they also talk a lot through the media. I believe they have their own podcast as well. We could ask them about. But I want to hear their stories of how they got into this, because not many coaches care about Christian entrepreneurs this way.
Up next, we have Rusty and Sean.
Are you ready to take your spiritual growth journey even more seriously, all while being involved in an active and engaged community online? Well, we have classes, activation groups, online Discord community, and a 12-month spiritual growth discipleship accelerator that I get to lead. They're going to help you embrace subjects like hearing God's voice, being empowered every day by the real gifts of the Holy Spirit, and developing your spiritual disciplines in a way that's both practical and very practiced. And I've invited expert ministers and all kinds of subjects alongside myself to teach you for 4 weeks classes each month. And if the subject that they're teaching each month isn't effective or is not relevant to the phase of your spiritual growth, we also take past classes and have our pastoral team facilitate totally different subjects for 4 weeks, so you have multiple class options on subjects that matter to you. I can't wait to spend 2 accelerator hours a month with you as I get to activate you, pour into you, and mentor you in practicing hearing God's voice. By the end of these 12 months together, I know you're going to have confidence in your own ability to trust God and yourself and actively speak to you. Come join us in Spiritual Growth Academy. It's going to be one of the greatest decisions you've ever made.
Well, welcome back. We're here with Rusty Roberts and Sean Murphy. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
We got like a 2-for-1 today, Bob. This is so good. You guys, we're so glad you're here. And I want to hear just how you guys connected. Obviously, it's a God purpose. So take us on that journey.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing journey. It was a step in faith. I've been an entrepreneur since 2004 when I opened my first brick and mortar gym. And there's extreme highs and extreme lows that came along with it. And unfortunately, I'm not going to have time to go into the full story, but there was a walk of not being faithful with God. And that led to suicide in 2017. Wow. And I came back to God pretty late into 2019 and 2020, really had a sabbatical when COVID hit the gyms. And I was able to take that sabbatical and just really get back into my Bible, get back into the Word of God, and just really realigning my whole purpose, my whole life with Him and His Word and His purpose for my life. And the gym got really hit during COVID. And so I had a decision to make in 2022 when my lease was about to run out. And I decided, you know what? I think I'm done with this model. And I think I'm going to step into, you know, just sharing the Word of God and what He's done for me and the transformation of taking me from really just a broken man, broken and defeated and really depressed and suicidal, to one of hope and one of redemption and one of, you know, kingdom rewards by just stepping into that purpose. And I just started sharing my message online, and I made this short little reel about, you know, here's how you can integrate God with your business. And that one reel just took off to over 10 million views. And it increased my following from 2,000 to well over 150,000 people in 28 days on Facebook of all platforms.
Wow.
And Rusty was one of those individuals who connected with me and who followed me. And I'm going to kind of turn it over to him, because what he started sharing with me was what we are really here to share with other people about how to step into God's purpose for your life and what that looks like. And he really discipled this walk that he saw me doing.
Sure. While Sean was going through challenges and then growth, I'm the son of a stage 4 cancer survivor. I watched my mom miraculously survive cancer, stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Wow. I watched her live 12 years when no doctor would give her 12 weeks. It was incredible. It was absolutely stunning. Closest thing I've ever seen to a medical miracle in my life. It changed the course of our lives. We went on, I'm not a doctor. I dropped out of nursing school before I started. And yeah, I've never owned a brick and mortar business. I've never even owned a lemonade stand. But in 2017, I started asking the Lord for a desire. I didn't know what I wanted. I was running a successful online cancer advocacy business with my father, but there was just something missing in our lives. The Lord was tugging on our hearts. We didn't know what it was. So I prayed for about 2 years, the same prayer over and over and over again. Lord, please tell us what we want. We do not know what we want. In 2019, right at the same time, Sean said late 2019, I was opening the doors of a holistic integrative cancer clinic in Scottsdale, and I'm not a doctor. The Lord, I built it purely on scripture. purely on scripture. The Lord gave it to us. We now know it as Psalm's path. And I recognize that as I live these scriptures out, just to let your listeners know, this is based on a prophetic word that King David gave us in Psalm 37, specifically Psalm 37, starting with verse 1 through 8. You'll notice it's bookend when you read it. It's bookend with do not fret. Starts with do not fret and double ends with a do not fret. Well, it turns out that in verse 4, which is the pillar of this prophecy that David is speaking into the church, is that verse 4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. So I was praying, we don't know what we want. And the Lord's like, this is exactly where I want you.
Wow.
And it took about 2 years, and he gave us that desire. We want to open a cancer clinic of our own. We had been working with clinics down in Mexico for about 10 years, maybe altogether, after my mom survived. And we used our business acumen marketing, and we grew this doctor from 800 square feet to, he built a 7-story hospital. And we knew it was very, it had a lot to do with what we brought to the table. So we're like, turns out about 8 out of 10 people that went to Mexico over those 10 years that we worked there, most of them didn't really want to go to Mexico. They felt they didn't have a choice. So we were, Lord laid it on our hearts, hey, bring this up to the U.S. and help those people that didn't want to go down there. And now we've been in business for just under 5 years, a couple of months from now, it'll be 5 years. And we are headed towards, give me about another year and a half, we'll be tip of the spear in the integrative oncology, functional medicine industry. That is the Lord. That is absolutely the Lord.
So let me understand something. You have a medical clinic, and you also have Psalms Path, which is a consulting service towards businesses.
We're helping people through an online digital course.
How did you guys connect together?
He puts out this video that just goes viral, and it comes across me. It was interesting, and I saw the stuff that he was doing, and I was like, man, I got to connect with this guy. And that was, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, that was February of 23. And I, to be full transparent, what I was stepping into was I'm going to help other entrepreneurs with their marketing. And I'm going to bring the ministry into it. And so that was really my whole purpose of like stepping out onto the platform. But God has taken this and he flipped it upside down. He said, no. You asked for my desire. You asked for your purpose, and your purpose is now my purpose, right? Because when I had my fit of rage, I had my King David moment in 2020 when I'm storming the gym walls and I'm just like, aren't I not doing things your way? And I heard it loud as thunder. No, you're not. So in that moment, I'm dropping to my knees and I'm just like submitting it all. I'm submitting my life. I said, fine, I'm done with the fight. I'm done with the insecurity. I'm done with the stress, the depression, the worry, the fear, like all of it. I'm done with the business. You take it. If you want it, it's yours. And what I heard in that moment was all I want is you. And I said, this still gets me emotional when I think about it, because the gym was to, I literally tried to take my life on the gym floor. Now here I'm being redeemed on the same gym floor. Yeah. It's the same story as Peter. He denied Jesus by the fire, and then Jesus gives him an opportunity to redeem himself by the fire on the beach. Mm. I mean, it's such a powerful thing in the way that God works. Yeah. So at any rate, I'm out here saying, I'm going to do this marketing thing with other businesses or whatnot. And Rusty books his phone call with me because that's what I, that was my pitch. That was my offer. And those were his first words. I don't need your help. He didn't need any spiritual guidance. He didn't need any marketing tips or strategies or anything of that nature. But what God did was he aligned two brothers together. So now that we can take our skill sets and we could take this mission, this ministry. And it's not so much of helping people with their marketing or their sales or their businesses or acumen or anything of that nature, but it's more about getting more alignment with God's will, getting more alignment with his purpose for your life, finding that fulfillment that oftentimes goes along missing. And so that's where we have just been able to come in a perfect alignment with one another. And that's what we're really seeing people needing help with. They're just like, look, you know, I'm just, my business is good in a lot of senses, but I'm full of fret. I'm full of worry. I'm full of fear. I'm full of just doubt and insecurity and worry. And we're just like, yeah, man, we know the missing piece. The missing piece is Jesus. He's the only one that's going to bring peace through this storm. So let's introduce you to him, and let's let him redeem you the way that he's done for me and done for Rusty. Rusty's had his moments of fret. So, and we know many business owners have their moments of fret, right? So,
well, any business owner has their, yeah, it's like all business owners will have that moment. But I think the moment that you described on the gym floor was really interesting, because that place of surrender, I feel like it's so common, especially after coronavirus. I mean, I think Forbes put out an article that we did a little piece on, Bob and I, a real talk on, and it was about 50% of people are considering leaving their current career path in America. And and you think about it, these are successful people. There's, I've met doctors who don't want to be doctors anymore. I've met teachers who don't want to be teachers anymore. They have degrees and a whole, and it's that thing of like that place of surrender that maybe you got to out of a frustrated place, or out of like, you had that place of revelation with God, and maybe they're getting into it a different way. But it's like, there's so many people who know they're supposed to, they're not doing it right. There's something that's not connected. So I love that you guys met after that place of like, where you were disconnected, but then you just dedicated to God, that you guys were like, we're going to do this. And it sounds like God didn't just let it to be a business model of coaching, but it's even more of a ministry, in the sense of like, you're basically high-tech mentoring people and they're who they are. Because you're saying it's about sonship. It's about God wanted you. He didn't want your business. It's like the business is a byproduct of it. So it's so beautiful that you guys have been able to do this, because this is a stunning number of people. Over 150,000 people have gone through your program. That's stunning. That's like, that's almost impossible, especially after coronavirus, because there was so much saturation. What do you think, as far as like even releasing the Psalms path together, what do you think was the secret sauce when it started after you guys came together?
It was the Lord's desire. That is the secret sauce. He put the desire in us. Now, a lot of people misquote Psalm 37, verse 4, which is, you know, delight in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. People just think, oh, he's going to give me what I want. Yeah. That's not what he says at all. Mm-hmm. And I found that in James chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, where he says, and I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit, you know, what starts fights and quarrels among you? Isn't it your desires? Mm-hmm. Well, how in the world would, why would God give us our desires if he knows they'll start fights and quarrels and get people killed? The answer is, he doesn't. He's literally putting a righteous desire in you. And we found that in Isaiah 54, verse 17, where he says, and I think it's in the New King James Version, where he says, and their righteousness comes from me, says the Lord. So when he gives you a desire, it is a righteous desire. And in verse 5 of that chapter, Psalm 37, verse 5, he says, he will bring it to pass. So as long as you are doing what he tells you to do, you can take it to the bank. Whatever that desire is, he's going to make it into your reality. This is an incredible offer. And at age 48, I took everything I had amassed and I moved it across the table to start a business I had no business doing. This is unheard of. But I knew the Lord was going to help me. I knew he was going to. I was completely convicted of it. I'm still convicted of it. Doesn't mean I don't have it. Challenges and so forth to deal with, and things that pop up that make me want to fret. And Sean and I have had tons of conversations about that. This is a very difficult business to be in. It's a life and death, but it's what the Lord wanted me to do, even though I'm not a doctor. And I have met some just amazing people, and I've seen amazing things. This is what the Lord wanted.
That is stunning. Why don't you give us a couple in our last few remaining minutes, you know, whatever you guys think, miracle stories of either in the clinic or a Psalms Path coaching. What do you think? Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to pick and choose, but I would tell you the common theme that we'll see over and over and over again is the story of redemption. It's the story of redemption, and then people taking their pain and then helping to serve others through that pain, through that experience, through a trauma that maybe they've been in their lives. And I'll say that the majority of the people that we seem to have helped are those who have been in the church hurt. Yeah. Like the church has hurt them. The church has neglected them. That maybe they've had some circumstance or event that's happened in their life, and the church just turn their back on them, you know, cast them out even, so to speak, right? And it's like, no, that's not what our Father God does. And I always bring up King David, because if anybody should have just been like stubbed out by God, it would probably have been King David. But yet he says, you have the heart of me. Like he says, King David had the heart of God. And here's a man who was an adulterer. Here's a man who committed murder, you know, had his best friend killed. And so I always tell people, I always look to King David's story as like, you know, King David had a remarkable story of redemption. That's the God that we serve.
Let me ask you this real fast, because it sounds like they're coming to you because they want to be better entrepreneurs or business owners, but they're actually getting some identity. Is there one story that, like, all the stories lately that have stood out, like, oh my gosh, this person went through a transformation?
Sure. So I had a young lady, her name was Shaniqua, and she went through the church hurt and all that. And the first thing that I said to her was, I don't have all the answers, but God does. And we will find the answers in the Bible. And from that moment, she was hooked. And what her challenge really was, you know, the church raised her in one way, but the Bible was contradicting every story that the church had brought her up in. You know, the church was all about, you need to earn your salvation. You need to earn this. You need to earn that. You have to be the good Christian, right? And because of that, it had developed a lot of fear in her life, and it developed a lot of insecurities, and she just kept making blunders over and over and over again in her business because of that, you know. And it was just these stories that she just held on to, that she was unworthy. Mm-hmm. And so when we transformed her and we shifted her and we said, no, you are a child of God. You're an heir to the throne. You are worthy of his redemption. You're worthy of his blessings. You're worthy to walk in the statutes that in his promises that he has for you. It took a while. This isn't an easy transformation. This isn't an easy process. It took a while, but her beliefs shifted. And because her beliefs shifted, now she's operating out of power and authority versus unworthiness and fear. And because of that, new doors open up for her. And now she's out on the platforms. And now she's serving her clients to a higher level. Now she's out making more money. And she's doing all these other things because of that simple shift of belief. Not belief in yourself, belief of God and his redemption, the belief in him and his story and in Jesus Christ. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
Well, how do people get involved with Psalms Path?
Go to psalmspath.com. Go straight to psalmspath.com. We'll lay out everything. We switched it from consulting over to a online course. And then we offer a online community now. We just started up to help people execute.
Well, thank you for joining us, guys. We're so comforted by the breadth of your knowledge of Scripture, the fact that God called you to build a clinic and you're not a doctor, that you guys got together, that your mom's cancer and your suicidal tendencies brought you two together so powerfully. It's crazy. A story of redemption, and our listeners and our viewers are just going to love it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Rusty and Sean, it was a good show. Thanks for being on today. And for you who are watching or listening to Exploring the Marketplace, we want to invite you to go to bullsministries.com and click on Ask Sean and Bob a Question. We want to be a part of your life, your journey, and hear from you soon. Well, that's the end of another Exploring the Marketplace podcast, where we bring everyday people who are seeing their faith affect their career in powerful ways. Make sure to hit like on this video, hit the subscribe button and notifications so you don't miss an episode. Also, I want to hear from you, so let's talk in the comment section. See you next time.